Horses are a touchstone of American culture, and that is not hard to see in Kansas City.
It's my pleasure to welcome you here to the 23rd annual Hilltop Saddle Club Rodeo.
Hilltop is the nation's oldest African-American saddle club. Its president, Howard Hall, sits up in a wagon pulled by two Clydesdales.
And it is cultural, but cowboys, the old West, you can't eat your horse, you know, you just can't do that.
Well, some do. People in Europe and Asia eat horse meat routinely, and thousands of American horses are already slaughtered each year for those markets. But they're not slaughtered here, not anymore. Cynthia McPherson led efforts to kill two proposed horse slaughterhouses in southern Missouri. To her, it would be like slaughtering pets.
If you said, I'm going to open a puppy mill to breed dogs because people in China and people in France want to eat dog meat, I think there'd be a big public outcry, and that's what we have here.
Public outcry has followed horse slaughter since Congress funded inspections for it a couple of years ago. U.S. Humane Society President Wayne Pacelli argues that horses suffer more than other animals at slaughter, and he contends that the meat is dangerous since horses can be treated with drugs not allowed in animals raised specifically for food.
We have standards. We have values in society. You don't just opportunistically harvest whatever animal is around.
See, what we're dealing with here is two very different styles of meat production.
Sue Wallace, a Wyoming lawmaker with a dozen horses, says fattening up animals fast and slaughtering them young is the modern way to produce meat. Horse slaughter, she says, follows an older model.
Chickens for eggs, lambs for wool, cows for milk, horses for work. And when their useful productive life has passed, then you turn them into meat.
You see, for Wallace, horses are livestock first, companions second, more assets than pets. And that's a common view in rural areas. Here in Jamesport, Missouri, black horse-drawn buggies park right next to cars. And Elmer Beachy, a wiry man sporting a faded black hat and a stern-looking beard, runs the tack shop.
I love horses. I really love horses. But when they're no good to me, what are you going to do with them? You know, we don't want to take them out back and shoot them. And they'd just as well be slaughtered and get some use out of them.
Meat for horse eaters, money for horse owners. Until they were shut down, domestic slaughterhouses provided a ready market for old, hobbled, or unruly steeds. They made horses more valuable. Beachy says shutting them down has spurred a glut of unwanted and neglected animals.
A lot of horses out there in the pasture hurting. Some of them linger 3 or 4 years, suffer every day. And the slaughter is the best place for them.
Domestic slaughter, he means the long hauls to slaughter plants in Canada and Mexico, can brutalize the animals and burn up the seller's profits. So thousands of horses have just been abandoned on Indian reservations, cow pastures, and public lands.
People will just stop and open the trailer and turn them out and drive off.
Jim Smith maintains a wild horse refuge in the Missouri Ozarks, where he says drop-offs are a serious problem.
Well, they won't rid of them, and they ain't nowhere to go with them. They can't get nobody to take them. And they can't sell them. I mean, they won't bring nothing.
As far as Smith is concerned, the solution lies in opening what he calls killer plants.
They will come in here, and then the shooter will be up here.
Dave Raines is showing off his homemade knock box, a lightly padded steel cage built to confine a horse about to be shot in the head. Necessary business, he says, but not work he's looking forward to.
It's hard, but it's a better end than slow, painful death, and that's what a lot of these horses are going through right now.
Raines' finances are suffering, too. He built this plant on the corner of his farm near Jamesport, Missouri, to process naturally raised beef and pork. When big companies saturated that marketplace, he put in for a permit to butcher horses. He expected to be in business this time last year.
I knew there would be some opposition, but I never dreamed it'd be at the level that it has been.
A lawsuit backed by the Humane Society now stands between Raines and a state permit. A proposed plant in New Mexico is also embroiled in litigation. Meantime, Raines has picked up work driving a school bus to help make ends meet and to help keep his own saddle horses fed while he waits to find out whether or not horses will once again be slaughtered in the U.S. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.